bitch. Why you eating chicken, bitch?
Chicken?
Yeah. You've never seen that on the internet? Why you eating chicken, bitch?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the whole bit is, oh, I hate this person, so everything they do pisses me off. Why you eating chicken, bitch? It was popular. Huh. The Snapchat. You never use the Snapchat or the TikTok?
No.
Yeah, I'm not much of a TikToker up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'm still on MySpace because I'm up in New Hampshire. Remember MySpace? How big that was?
I do.
That was weird. What a weird time.
I think anybody's still on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like five people still there.
It still exists, right? Does MySpace still exist? I've never even thought of that. I remember getting an email that all my music was deleted by them. Like a few years ago, everything that I uploaded there. And I was like, oh, well, no one was listening to it anyway at that time. Actually, once upon a time, I used to get 1,000 plays a day on MySpace. I was the second highest played rapper after Apathy in like the year 2007 and 2008.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. MySpace charts.
Look at that.
Look at that little bitch.
Right over there.
That one. Look at that F slur. Oh, this is the Brass Show. I hate to do it to you, America, but I'm going to be one of the talking heads on the internet about the whole situation between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Way to be trashy in front of all of America. Can't even hear it. Yeah, yeah, it's the Brass Show. Yeah, I'm saying the whole situation is pretty ugly between those two celebrities being the disgusting pigs that they are. But that was a great clip that we saw earlier, I have to say.
Yeah.
Because it kind of proves that Johnny Depp is pretty much the...
The case is still going on, right?
Yes. Yeah. It seems as though he's not the... I don't know. He's still a piece of shit in my eyes. I don't think he's anything completely innocent. But Amber Heard is definitely a manipulative fucking twat waffle that's trying to make herself look as though she's this innocent injured party, and she definitely is not. And the whole trial is supposed to, you know, they just want him to be like this monster so bad. I assaulted a cabinet. He's all smooth. I insulted a cabinet. What the fuck? What the fuck, America? How are we going to do this? How are we going to live without Johnny Depp being a superstar?
I hope he pulls out ahead.
Oh, he absolutely will.
I feel like... I don't know. If all this stuff they're saying that Amber did was true, then yikes.
Who makes a poopy in the bed? Like, I'm having an argument with you, so I shall shit upon the pillow. Why would you do that? I've been mad at people before. I've wanted to punch somebody in the face before for being mad at them.
It's like what my cat does when she's pissed off at me.
Well, because you did that, I'm going to poop in your bed. Like, what logical sequence of events gets you to the point where you arrive at thinking that shitting in a bed would be appropriate? Okay, this is all alleged. We don't know if she actually did that, right? I don't think Amber Heard is going to waste her time suing the Brass Show, but come on. You got to be careful with your words. We're just assuming that this happened.
I think she pooped in the bed.
You heard it here, folks. The Chimichanga from Connecticut thinks there's some boo-boo in the bed. Bed boo-boo.
Yeah.
It's really gross. There's a lot of things that are really gross. See if I can find a nice little clipperoony. So this one is 2 days old, and it's like the moment Amber Heard knew she would lose in court to Johnny Depp. Let's give this a listen.
Literally regretting my decision to take this to court and lie. Oh, I did.
All right, I didn't realize it was going to be some singing
some
bullshit.
Some dub over.
Yeah, like, weird. Oh, look at you.
Some weird dub.
Yeah. All right, let's find it. Johnny Depp being hilarious in court. Here he is. Dude, this guy's just...
When is Miss Heard's birthday?
And then he showed me a photograph on his telephone of...
Objection, Your Honor. Also your second.
It's a photograph, Your Honor.
As being relayed to him by Mr. Beck.
He says he looked at it on his phone.
I'll rule the objection as the photograph.
What was the photograph of, Mr. Depp?
Very strange how...
It was a...
Try not to laugh.
It was a photograph of the bed, our bed.
Oh, this is the dookie.
On my side of the bed. Was human fecal matter. So I understood why it wasn't a good time to go down there.
Don't laugh, Johnny. You're in court.
And she tried to blame it on the dogs.
But why didn't you think it could have been the dogs?
The dogs were... They're teacup Yorkies. They weigh about 4 pounds each.
This was...
Danish girls. She's there, and he claims that he was just sitting there calmly, and she was haranguing him, testifying about this finger injury and how fantastic this version is.
He's trying not to laugh again.
You'll see the pictures of their hair. Imagine how much that must hurt. He was in New York. She texted him and said, Johnny beat me up really good this time. Can you...
Rocky's boyfriend, who was some sort of chef, he asked her what she would like for him to cook. That's hearsay, I guess.
Yeah, everything was hearsay, Your Honor. What does that mean?
Okay.
Hearsay. Do you know what that means? That's just a way
that
to be like, shut up?
Someone else said, hey, this happened.
Ah.
And with no proof behind it.
Hmm. Hearsay. Ah, baloney. That's hearsay.
Well, then.
I'm learning.
All right. That's the end of that one. But there's so many of these, like, videos of just what a circus. The entire situation is a bullshit circus. Because they're both stupid. They're both dumb. This guy's, you know, overdoing it with the weed. He had, like, 5 pounds of pot and stuff. He definitely could have been up to something. You know, I'm not trying to blame Johnny Depp, but I don't think he's an innocent victim in this poor guy. I think he made the mistake of inviting crazy into his life. Just an insane woman. If it's an insane woman, get her out of your life. Dude, having a crazy woman around is just, it's a recipe for disaster. Having a crazy anybody around, okay? Just to even the playing field for anybody getting sensitive about me pointing out that Amber Heard is a crazy woman. You know, crazy man, crazy woman, whatever you're into. Whatever your flavor is for the opposite sex or same sex. Whatever.
Stay away from the crazy.
Yeah, just stay away from it. It's not good for you. Here's 15 shocking moments, huh? 15 shocking moments. I'm so enthralled with this whole thing.
You dipped your finger in paint after suffering an injury.
What?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes, that was after I'd, after writing on the walls, the blood had kind of dried, as it were, and so I stuck my...
See, this is why I think he's an asshole.
...a can of paint and also, excuse me, mineral spirits to put my verbal messages onto the wall.
You'd agree with me that there was quite a bit of damage to the house in Australia after this incident, correct?
There was quite a bit of damage to the house during the...
See, he trashed his own house, but...
The entire incident, yes.
And you don't remember the television breaking, do you?
I remember there was a coffee cup stuck. stuck into the screen.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Or something like that.
He's not a fucking...
He could have...
Depp was also asked about defacing a painting with a crude image.
Also, defaced a painting by drawing a penis on it, didn't you?
I don't know about that. I don't remember drawing a penis on a painting.
Given the state you were in, it's entirely possible that you did that, even if you don't remember it to this day, correct?
Okay. So, I mean, there's probably a couple of lines that this guy crossed on purpose, too. See, what happened was these two people were in love, and then it turned into hate. Hate is not more powerful than love. So they started doing hateful bullshit towards each other. It sounded like whenever he got mad, he started acting like a man baby and started crashing shit around the house. You know, it's just what it is. I think they were destined to be divorced. I don't think he hurt Amber Heard, which is fucked up. But she's doing the thing where it's like, well, I'll just use his negative character traits against him to make him look like he did hit me. But they have, like, somebody being like, I could tell that nothing happened to her. You know what I mean? He didn't hit her.
Yeah, unless there's, I don't know, medical records or police reports or whatever.
Nothing like that. She reported it to, like, the public media, I think. But, oh, God. Yeah, just proof in the pudding. Do not invite insanity into your lives. Fellas, if there's anything that I can teach you, get insanity out of your life. You will, if you've ever had it in your life, you will breathe like a big sigh of relief as soon as it's gone. You know, it's a mess. Eric Canby, real quick. Don't over intellectualize it. That's all I can tell you. Someone's calling me right now, but I'm not going to answer the phone. Who is this? Oh, who is this? Anyway. Nobody calls me all day. Suddenly I get a ton of phone calls. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Just don't let insanity in your life. That is the key. You know? Know what you want.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't know until it's too late, though.
Yeah. Insanity will ensnare you. Oh, I'm just a great person, a regular person. Yeah. I'm wonderful. It's like always just underneath. It's underneath. It's where it is. In the skin, down to the marrow, in the soul, into the meat and cheese.
Meat. What kind of meat is that?
Who knows? Yeah, so this is a mess. I just hate divorces and all this stuff, but I focus on it. Why am I allowing this to focus any part of my life? They're both shitty, right? Is that an okay premise to just be like, both Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are awful people? They both suck.
Maybe that's why people like to watch it, because
it's a shit show.
Makes them feel a little bit better about themselves.
Yeah, this guy earns $76 million every, like, 6 months off of movies and shit. It's crazy. Crazy money this guy made. And my career is over. No, it's not. You'll get another thing. You're still famous.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Yeah, you can't take it away from him. He'll always be able to book a movie or whatever, make a ton of money. We should do that. Let's be in one movie where we both make $20 million each and then just chill zone. But no, you get addicted to that money and it's like, let's do it again. Do another movie. And it's just, what are you doing 60 hours a week? Making movies. Yeah. Fuck that. Too much. Too much. 60 hours a week? Fuck that.
You're also spending money that whole time probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making that movie.
Right. Because you got to live. You got to eat.
And you got to produce.
You can't eat the movie if it doesn't. Nobody sees the shit. People just toss around money in the movie industry, though. There's just like millions of dollars just zipping around, like zip, 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 zip. Okay, let's do, another Superman. Like that's all it is. You know, I was not feeling the Batman. I really wasn't.
No?
Couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Let's spoil it.
No.
Come on, let's ruin it for people. No. Spoiler alert.
No.
Spoiler alert.
I don't like doing that.
Let's ruin it. See, this is what I do. I tease you. No one's coming to the show and getting Batman ruined.
Everybody's probably seen it now.
Yeah. And there's enough of a lead up now of us actually talking like this. Turn it off if you haven't seen it. You're a dumbass if you proceed further. The chick playing Catwoman, who is that? That's Lenny Kravitz's daughter?
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz.
Firecracker. Amazingly beautiful woman. Best part of the movie is her. But the plot and stuff, I mean, I don't know. Batman. This guy is Batman. What's his name?
Oh, his actual name?
It's just a good wearing a Batman outfit.
Robert Pattinson?
Was that? Yeah.
His name, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm Batman. That voice that he does. Wasn't feeling it. Every time he was...
I don't think he did a bad job.
I don't think it was bad, but I don't think it was good. And I was expecting, like, some serious heat. I think the Joker was better than that Batman movie.
Joker was pretty good.
The Riddler and Joker, oh, they're going to be friends. There it is. Just ruined it for you. Hey, I warned you. They're both in Occam. You know what they say out in Occam?
Fuck 'em.
That's a joke we've had about 1,000 times, folks. Yes, 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 it's very good. Yeah, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are trash. What else is going on? Working on music, putting it together. I make heat. I make heat real fast, too. I'm going to blast this out to the universe real quick.
You just made this morning, right?
Yeah, pretty much. If I can find it, what the hell did I do with it? Here it is. What you wanted, your persona's a bunch of yada yada rhymes. I got a lot to send you to Camp Granada. I ought to do what I want to scream on Salama when I bomb you to Uganda. I'm as hyper as a four pack of monsters. So drink it up, think it up, laugh it up, twist it up, puff, puff, pass in the past and buff that off the glass. Sitting in a daze for days in the rat race. Can't count how many times I almost punched Regan in his face. I'm not going to finish this track.
Nope. That was right there when I had determined that I was not going to be continuing on with that. Because it's a cool flow, and that's actually old bars. I used to say those all the time. It was my warm-up. Blah, 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 blah.
Sounds good over that beat.
Yeah. I just whipped it up around the concept or whatever. And I never recorded those bars anywhere. So I was like, all right, I'll just put them down so that that's it for this 8-bar thing. You know. What are you drinking? OE?
No.
What is this shit?
Miller.
Oh, a highlight. Miller. Big old Miller. Mm-hmm. The Champagne of beers.
Champagne of tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a brand that should sponsor this show. Miller. Like, mandatory. You have to drink 3 Miller. 3 Miller 1-0.
Miller.
Mm-hmm. Miller. Milno, yes. What an awful name that would be for somebody.
Yeah, we did a lot of shit today.
Yeah, we did. That was a big walk.
Almost 4 miles, maybe?
I could check. I think it was 3.5, basically. Find out right now.
Round up.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out. Hold on. Hold on, Aruni. Aduch Leons. My fitness. What kind of walkies? Oh, 3.33 miles.
All right.
Double that. That means we walked 6.66 miles. If we add both of ours together, we're demons.
No, it's
Mark of the Beast, bro.
No, except we both had 3.33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you add those two together, how much is 3.33? How
much 6. Is it? 6.66.
See?
Yeah.
It's the mark of the beast.
Oh.
Yeah. We're fucking evil. Yep, 3.33 of a mile. It took us an hour and 18 minutes. Because you are a slow little bitch.
It was very scenic. I was taking my time.
Yeah. Well, it's a very nice walk. We didn't really see much for wildlife.
Towards the end, I saw a bunch.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of birds flying, actually. Saw, like, a sparrow in a tree. Saw crows chilling in that dead tree looking at us like, what's up? That's kind of it, though.
Yeah.
I saw a big snapping turtle the other day.
We also shot some hoops and went skating.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Skating. That was good. That was good. Yeah. I landed a couple kickflips. You did a couple of Nolly 360 half cabs.
We didn't hurt ourselves.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Did a couple of triple heel flips down the five stair. That was pretty impressive. I haven't seen you skate like that in a long time.
Stop.
Then you did the 5-0 on the handrail with the revert at the end.
Yeah, I did all that.
Mm-hmm. Kickflip to manual down the sledge.
First try.
Yeah. Ripping it like Tony Hawk.
Oh, have you seen the new Tony Hawk documentary?
No. Is it good?
Oh, it's really good.
What is it on? Is it on Netflix?
It might be on Netflix.
I'm not. Do you have a Netflix account?
I do.
They're being assholes right now. They want to, like, hey, you're not allowed to use your sister's password. Fuck you.
They haven't given me any trouble.
Not yet. Yeah. They say it's coming. Yeah. I bet you if you logged into your sister's...
Me and my sister should be allowed to split an account. Like, yeah. What?
Because your blood and family. See, they're cutting their own nose off despite their face. Because HBO openly is like, yeah, we don't care. Just activate the device. You get like 5 devices per account. What's the big deal? They don't care. Because they're raking it in just by making content now. Because they figured it out. HBO getting their own streaming was like, game over. I'm going to them. They've always had the best. The creme de la creme of cinematic entertainment. The shows are fire. I can't get through Oz again. I saw Oz back in the day, like the whole shebang, and I was like, wow, this is fucked up, you know?
Wait, is the new season of Barry out yet?
What do you mean?
Barry. It's, what's his name? Fuck. Wow. I can't believe I can't remember his name.
Barry Allen?
No. Well, that's Allen the name the of Taco? His character. That's the name of the TV show. And that's the name of the main character. He's on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn it. You ready?
Just search Barry, and you'll see his face and be like, oh, that guy.
Barry. What you want? Your persona's a bunch of... Well, that was a fucking miscalculation. What am I searching again?
Barry, HBO.
Barry, HBO. Oh, yeah, this guy. He kind of reminds me of, like, a fit and in-shape
Bill
Dwight.
Hader. Holy shit, how could I not remember that?
Yeah, he's like an in-shape Dwight from The Office. Do you see that? He's like what Dwight would be if he was not a beet farmer.
He does look a little Dwightish.
Paper guy. Yeah, he's got a Dwight forehead. Look out, Dwigged. Yeah, that's what it is. How much of it have you seen?
I think I saw the first 2 seasons, but I need to go back and rewatch it.
You don't need to rewatch it. You could pick up a 3rd season, keep cruising through.
Yeah. Well, if the recap is good enough.
Right.
So I can remember what the hell happened.
Right. Yeah. Well, last time on Barry. You know. He's got whatever kind of a gun pointed at him. Don't shoot. Is it an action-packed kind of a situation? He's doing a lot of kung fu or just shooting guns or what?
I think he's like an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Or like...
Imagine getting assassinated by Dwight from The Office. Like that character.
Well, that'd be my luck.
Spray you with... You know, deer pee or something, leave you in the woods. I'll turn my pants into tourniquets. Ah, see, this is now a hat. You remember that from The Office? No. So how's the farming business there?
Farming business?
Mm-hmm.
I don't farm.
You don't farm.
I work at a farm nursery.
Farm nursery?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No animals, just plants.
No animals, just plants?
That's right.
Well, that's too bad. What kind of plants?
Except for those ravens that live in a hay barn. Mm.
Yeah, those things are giant, right? They're bigger than turkeys.
Huge. They're gigantic.
Can you, like, eat one like a turkey? Like, is it good meat? It's not a good...
No, I don't think...
They don't make a good venison.
Yeah.
Venison is deer meat, I know.
You don't eat ravens.
Yeah. This actualize.org guy, I love him. He's awesome. Leo Guara?
What's his name?
I know the first name, Leo. I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name. Guara, I guess, or Gura, something like that. He's an enlightened one, and he's got a video up, Lessons from Ketamine. Is ketamine useful for spirituality? What do you think? You got an opinion on that?
I don't know, maybe.
Go down the rabbit hole with ketamine. Apparently it treats depression. I met somebody like a year ago who was actually doing ketamine therapy.
Yeah, I heard that was a thing.
Yeah, it's in Connecticut. You can get it done. Hmm. Like pay to get blasted. I'm sad.
Sign me up.
Yep. Can I do that and then get into a sensory deprivation tank?
That sounds like fun.
I heard a story of somebody who did that, and apparently it's pretty wild. Pretty wild, man. Legal ketamine in a deprivation tank.
I'm pretty sure without any psychedelics.
Didn't they do that with dolphins or some shit? I swear to God, this is a real story. Let's find that.
What, they put dolphins in a deprivation tank? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, they did some experiment with ketamine and dolphins. Hold on.
They gave the dolphins ketamine?
I think so. Ketamine and dolphins. Well, there's a 35-minute documentary on dolphins and LSD. A brief history of ketamine. NASA experiment. Yeah, here it is. This is it. This is what I found.
Hello! Welcome to Brain Spin.
Too much you, buddy. Too much you.
Hello!
Hello!
Time
Hello.
She spent with the dolphins and said the following. He was very, very interested in my anatomy. If I was sitting here and my legs were in the water, he would come up and look at the back of my knee for a long time. He wanted to know how that thing worked, and I was so charmed by it.
Yeah, so this is a dolphin that was tripping on acid. How it treated a person.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about dosing dolphins.
Yeah.
Dolphins, in order to satisfy his needs, so he could get it out of his system and come back to learning. They only decided to do this because of the fact that Margaret was being harassed and bitten because she refused the dolphin's advances when she was living with Peter. So...
Okay, I can't give this guy 30 fucking minutes of my life, because it's just his forehead and teeth are just driving me insane. But it's a pretty cool concept, I think, to give an intelligent animal acid and then watch its behavior. Just justify basically poisoning an animal in a way. Yeah, the thing about psychedelics is I think it's a bad move to ever put anyone or anything in a situation where they didn't accept it for themselves. Like, this is what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a choice of whatever you are doing the thing. I think it's a bad move to just be like, hey, I'm going to push you into the psychedelic world. It's a fucking real world, man. It's different.
Maybe the dolphins had a ball.
Hey, it's out there. It's all out there. It's here right now. It's with us. Psychedelic dolphin. Wow. That should be the name of the show.
No.
To change it from the Brass Show to the Psychedelic Dolphin.
No.
No?
Nope. Make it. You could make a brash song. Call it
Psychedelic Dolphin. Yeah. I'm thinking about how to use dolphin noises in the beat. Yeah, the music is just flying out of me, dude. I can just make songs like bam, you know, blam.
Just like that?
Like blam. You saw me make that beat in no time.
Yeah, it took you like 15 minutes. Maybe. Not even.
Yeah, not even. With lyrics, nothing, no time. Lyrics kind of existed before, but I didn't use them ever. And I'm like, oh.
Well, I mean, the time it took you to clean it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. 15 minutes. The end, I just knew I wasn't going to. See, I got through the first bars, and I was just like, all right, that's cool, but I'm done. It's over.
Yeah, stop, and you were like. Stop it right there.
Yeah, you were like, oh, stop playing it then, because it's like you want to like finish that song. I'm like, nah, this is an abandonment. You just abandon shit as an artist. You know, sometimes I wrote a song that's 24 seconds long today. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And it'll never make me a penny because you don't get paid unless your song is at least 30 seconds long. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
All those fucking streams and stuff. You can't just, whatever, bot farm.
I can't just do like a 3-second video of me farting.
No. Yeah, and just make royalties off your fart. Yeah, I mean, if you're an artist and that's a thing that you recorded, you could put it on the internet and try to sell it for 99 cents. Buy my fart for 99 cents. Why don't we do that? Try to sell farts for 99 cents on the
Sky's
internet.
Sky's the limit, man.
Yeah. If 100 people decide that that's a good idea, it's a pretty decent amount of change, you know? So, whatever. It's like couch change. Finding internet couch money. Digging through the lowest idea that you can. What if I could sell a pixel at $1 million a pixel in some pretend world on the internet?
Let's fart into different horn instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I bet you there's some weird fetish out there for that.
Yeah. Like a didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
Plum.
Tuba.
A tuba.
Trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Saxophone.
I was dying when we were having the Alexa do all the farts, and
that was pretty
goddamn funny last night.
Pretty funny.
When I was cooking the steaks.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I did just one after another. We really milked the funny out of it though. We overdid it, I think. Because now I don't think I'll ever find that funny again.
No, we got to wait a long while.
Yeah. Good year. And then try to repeat it. Ha ha, I laugh at this once a year. Ha ha. Like rings on a tree. Just start counting the times that I find that funny again. Show you how old I'm getting. I should probably take down that Christmas llama, right? Now that it's April. The end of April. It's almost May.
No way.
Just leave it there all year?
No, that just because it's a llama, it deserves to stay up.
It's very Christmassy, though, right? It's supposed to be me as a llama. That's why it's hanging there. Because it has my glasses. Doesn't have my shoes, but it has my glasses.
I say leave it.
God damn it. Yeah, just leave it all year round.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be living here next Christmas. I might be moving up to Manch Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Manchester. The city. The city of shit.
Is it really that bad?
Nah, it's not bad there. I don't know. It's a city, man. It's got its problems like every city. You know, there's some crime. People steal shit from you. You know, that's what I worry about is like, you know. But if I'm at the house all the time, I'd like to start eventually working from home again. Because it's the shit. It's the best. Working out of your house, nothing like it. Like waking up and, that's my office right over there. Got my computer, everything I need. Do my work.
I don't know. I don't think I'd fare well with a from-home job.
No? You've never experienced that at all, huh?
No.
You like going into the tool shed?
I like going outdoors.
Climbing the tree.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you're up in the tree. You're an arborist, you know? What?
I've climbed a tree like twice at work.
Yeah.
That would be considered actually climbing a tree. Don't tell OSHA.
I'm not. I don't care about OSHA. I don't even know what the fuck OSHA is.
I'm just kidding.
I was just thinking about this time that I saw a koala bear climbing up a tree. Try to fuck another koala bear. Saw it on YouTube.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Seth for a second.
No, no. I saw a koala bear, and there was another koala bear in the tree, and there was someone narrating it the whole time, like, the male sees the female. And then the female's like, wah, like making squawk noises, like, stay away from me. But it, like, knew what was coming. This cuddly little rapist is crawling up the tree, like, the male climbs the tree. And then it just, you know. You know how some species, like, sex is just, like, an awful thing? Like, they don't enjoy it. Like, spiders, like, eat each other and shit. And praying mantises, literally, the female cuts the male's head off, you know?
Yeah.
It's like koala bears, the way they reproduce is like no koala, female koala wants.
Never into it?
Never
it's
into it.
It's always like...
It's always... So it's just a series of...
koala rapes.
Yeah, koala raping. Hmm. They rape children, grow up to rape each other. It's just nonsense, their whole species, you know? Apparently they're really aggressive, too. Like, the whole cute, cuddly thing is
what?
It's bullshit. They're not.
No, they're. What you're trying to tell me? Koala bears are vicious?
Yeah, they're like raccoons.
Nope.
You know.
Don't buy it.
It's like Australia's raccoon, or whatever. That's where they are, right? Australia.
Koala bears. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever seen the red pandas?
No. Have you? Oh,
cute. Not in person, but.
Cute
little bastards.
I thought you were gonna be like, well, I went to the zoo. And I saw them. But you're just talking about, have I seen that animal? Of course. Of course. I'm a connoisseur. You know what I saw on the internet that was very amazing was, what are they? Komodo dragon? Like a giant
big old lizard?
That just eats deer? Like I saw them, I saw these things ripping apart a monkey on the internet.
I've seen that video of them chewing apart a deer. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, this monkey was trying to get away. He was on the fence, and when he jumped to, like, try to get over the lizard, it jumped up and grabbed his arm. And then the other one came up and just bit him like that. This monkey's freaking out, like, oh, no, oh, no, I'm fucked. They started tearing him apart.
Oh, no.
The two of them. And then a third one joined and a fourth one, and they just started eating it alive. It was like, it wasn't alive very much longer, but it was an awful... You know, that little human-like face, like, no! Like, yes, monkey.
Man, that is terrifying.
It is the end of you, monkey.
I don't want to watch that.
I'm not pulling it up. I'm done. I narrated it for you. The monkey got ate. The monkey got, son. I'm glad I'm not that monkey. I mean, let's be real. Like Cypress Hill. I'm glad I'm not that monkey. I was thinking about getting a Hero 10. You know what that is?
No.
That's why these videos are coming up.
Hero 10 Black? What is that?
It's a camera, like a really professional camera. And you can strap it to yourself like when you go skateboarding and stuff.
So it's like a GoPro.
Yeah. It is a GoPro. The Hero 10 is a GoPro camera.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry. I probably should have said that. That's my bad. Yeah, YouTube is just an endless rabbit hole. Henry Rollins is the man. Why does that always happen, bro? I'm the shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. I miss Beavis and Butthead. They need to bring this show back.
Hello, can I, hi, how, may I, hey Beavis, what's that thing we're supposed to say? Oh, hey,
I think it's bunghole. Yeah, that's it.
Do you want like some food or something?
No, I want your money.
Oh, they're getting robbed.
Be all for you today.
Now, empty the drawer.
Empty my drawers?
I've got a gun, idiot. This is a robbery.
Whoa, cool. Hey, Beavis, this dude says he's got a gun.
So, he can't get it open. He's smashing this.
It's in my pants. Don't make me take it out.
Whip it out.
Jesus Christ.
There. Now give me some money.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, damn. It's the cops! Damn it!
Yeah, really.
See, they're in Texas, where there are guns everywhere.
Dumbass cop again. He probably wants another free refill.
All right, listen, I work here, you got it? It's my first day and you're training me. Don't screw up. Remember, I got a gun.
What was that gun part again?
Hey, fill it. And not so much ice this time. Do you work here?
Watch where you're pointing that butthole.
What are you doing back there?
Tell him!
I told you to stop that asswipe.
He's gonna whip it out, butthead.
So is there actually gonna be bullets flying in a Beavis and Butthead episode? Is that why this is important?
I don't think so.
Could you tell this asswipe to quit pointing his gun at me?
Freeze, scumbag! Congratulations. You boys just made a citizen's arrest.
Really?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so they're stupid. That's the whole thing with Beavis and Butthead is it's just it always works out for them and they're stupid. They were like 90s alternative Three Stooges kind of humor. You know what I mean? Like if the Three Stooges came up with Nirvana, that's what we would have gotten. The comedic output is that situational bullshit. I love it.
Kind of see the connection.
I heard they're trying to bring Beavis and Butthead back for a third run.
What was the year when they came back?
2010.
Like, did they
might have been a little earlier, like 2009 or even 8, but it wasn't long.
Did they do more than one season, one or two?
I think probably only one season, maybe. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's in the era of MTV dying. MTV is just. I wonder what's playing right now. I haven't looked at MTV in forever.
Yeah.
I really want
to
know.
Attention to that.
Let's see right now what's playing. MTV right now. I want to see what's going on. MTV show schedule. It's ridiculousness. A show that hasn't been on forever. So from 6 to 10 p.m. to midnight, dude, it's all episodes of ridiculousness.
That's it.
Over and over and over again. 4 a.m., ridiculousness. Dude, what the fuck? That's weird. That's all it's...
And those are all reruns.
Cool.
Right?
So we can watch over and over again Rob Dyrdek being like, oh, man, crazy. Oh. I mean, that show has been funny. It's made me laugh. Yeah. It's not complete shit, but that's it? That's a dead, dead network. Oh, man. At least throw some, like, Jackass shit in there. I mean, MTV and Jackass are like this.
Yeah.
Put some OG Jackass on there. Did you see the most recent Jackass?
I was just going to ask you that.
No.
I have.
Yes, no, maybe so. You have? What'd you think of it?
I thought it was pretty... It had me laughing quite a bit.
Any streaming services yet, or is it still in theaters? I think it's in theaters right now, right?
Yeah.
This is annoying to the listener, because we're recording this on 4/24, and it's going to be like mid-May when it comes out for them. But... Yeah, it's great, I would imagine, because every time I've seen Jackass anything, it's been funny as fuck.
And they've got these, like, three newbies.
three newbies.
Yeah. That have like
Jackass three. Generation 2. Yep. Gen 2 Jackass.
Yeah.
So are they like the 16-bit now?
One of the dude's names is Poopies.
Oh. Adorable. That's great. So cringe. Is Rab himself in that shit? Was he in it?
No.
What about Brandon? D'Amico or whatever his name is.
No.
Who's in it? Johnny Knoxville, and that's it?
Johnny Knoxville.
Steve-O.
Steve-O. Chris Pontius.
Okay. So I got Pontiac. Wee Man?
Wee Man.
Okay, cool. Who else we got? What we got? Name some of them Jackass guys.
The other, McKellenry, or I can't remember his name.
Okay.
The dude who loses his tooth and they fuck with him probably the worst.
You know, Bam Margera missed out on a lot of money because of that shit. He had to sign some sort of agreement where he couldn't take any kind of drug at all. He had to be completely sober, like nothing. Obviously, I guess they would look the other way for a cigarette or whatever if he does that, but as far as his drinking, like he was going overboard too much, so they were like, no drinking, no drugs at all. And apparently he took an Adderall, and they were like, you took Adderall. Well, it's prescribed to me, and it's like a thing that he was suing them over and stuff, but he broke the agreement because it said in the agreement he wouldn't take Adderall. So what are you going to do? That guy's a mess.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since a breakdown video he made.
When he was crying about, you know, his sobriety. It's rough, man. Some people, it's hard for them to be sober.
Yeah.
I get it. It's not hard for me. I like being sober for weeks at a time and pushing the limits. So I can feel it deep in my plums.
Deep down in your plums.
I'm 5. I'm 5 years old with the toilet humor. I really am. I'm just, that's for life, B. If you're listening to the Brash Show, I'm going to sneak a fart in there sometime. I couldn't do it at all when we recorded that episode with Sophia Florence, but I was so tempted. You actually hit the button, but I had the fader down, and I was like, don't do that. Don't hit the fart buttons on guests when they're here, because she couldn't hear the effects. You know what I mean? It'd be one thing if she could hear it, but to just, like, overlay a fart.
I think it was after something you said, though.
Yeah. Well, so I know you were trying to launch it in context. Right.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't have heard it, so she couldn't hear the... She couldn't hear the intro song. That sucks. I got to figure that out. There's always some patching issue with this equipment, I've noticed. But it's really good equipment, I feel.
I think she would need to have, like, a set of headphones and be here to hear the Rodecaster.
I think you can do effects. It through Bluetooth.
Oh.
Because I remember once calling you. Because you've been on the phone and you've heard the sound effects and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember how I did that. If I did it with a wire or if I did it with, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm sure...
We don't really need, you know...
We'll check it out later because I'm sure at some point I'm going to do at least one more phone episode.
Maybe. If I let you.
If you let me?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, where? If I allow it. Because I'm boss. Sorry. You're a shithead.
Mr. Boss Man.
You're Mr. Boss Man over here. That is me. I do call some shots on the Brash Show. I can feel it deep in my plums.
Damn.
Skateboarding was great today. A nice 20 minutes on a board is all I need. I can't be the, hey, look at me, I'm trying the most dangerous tricks to For what? Oh, look at me land a kickflip downstairs. I don't need to do all that.
I think from here on out, around. Most of my skating is just going to be flatland.
Flatland skating is where it's at.
Yeah.
Maybe bomb a hill or something. But
not even that. I've had some bad luck with that.
But half pipes. Half pipes are great.
Mini ramp. Maybe mini ramp. I'll fuck around on mini ramp, mm-hmm. maybe.
Mini ramps. Mad fun.
But I'm not hucking myself down flights of stairs anymore.
Rock to fakie tail stall. Rock to fakie tail stall. Rock to fakie tail stall. Get to the point where you can just like drop in endlessly. End your run whenever you want.
Yeah.
Kick flip fakie rock. I love those. Those feel so good. I used to pretend to be Andrew Reynolds in my brain. Because he had the best one of those I've ever seen in my life. Just boom. No problem.
Once upon a time, I could do blunt fakies.
Yeah, you would just, it's like ollieing really high. That's what you said. And I'd be like, okay. And I'd see you do them. I remember you doing one at Zach Hart's house. Remember that ramp?
He lived right next to Tim Pollen, right?
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day.
That mini ramp that was built around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
That was a fucking sick setup. And he'd just let us skate it whenever. Sometimes his mom would get pissed off and be like, no, you can't use that. Okay. Well, we'll see you later. You know? They had a tolerance threshold for us being there.
We'll be back when you're gone.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're not going to hurt their house, but you can't build an awesome ramp like that and just expect nobody to want to use it. You know what I'm saying? That's wrong of you. And we're you know, we get injured on that thing all the time. I hurt my arms and legs and...
Yeah, and we'll just crawl away. We're not going to sue you. Just let me ride your ramp.
Knocked the wind out of myself on it a few times. It's all in good fun. It's how you grow up in New England. We have hard winters and we throw ourselves, you know, into bad injury situations with wooden toys. Yeah, so I ordered some hardware for that deck. So I'll have a backup board, an 8-inch deck.
I think I need to, if I ever skate my board that I have right now mm-hmm. long enough where it actually breaks or something and I have to get a new one,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go to 8.
Yeah, I think I did a decent job gripping that deck.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. You know what I really want to do? You're totally invited for this. I want to go to Block Island with my kids.
Block Island?
Or, yeah. You never been out there?
No.
Well, it's cool. Bring the skateboards.
There's skate parks out there? No.
There's, like, paved roads everywhere.
Just like beaches and restaurants, right? Like
beaches, restaurants, and paved roads and lighthouses. Yeah, but you're going to want to bring a skateboard, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'll bring it.
Because people rent bikes and like zip around and stuff. Like there will be times where we're walking with our skateboards, but there are going to be times where it's like, yes, it's awesome that we have skateboards here. I'm telling you, good time.
Here it's hella expensive out there.
Well, for a day trip, we can get away with, you know, I think the tickets out there... And back.
Take a ferry out of New London.
It's like $60. Yeah. And then when I paid for lunch for me and the kids, it was expensive. It went through $100 like that for lunch. But then I was at a beach for free.
I mean, yeah, why not? I've never been there. Just at least go once.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time, man. You know, get a little culture.
Is there culture out there?
Mm-hmm. The Wimatanye.
The what?
The Wimatanye.
What's that?
You don't know about the Wimatanye?
No. Is this a, you heard it here, folks, because I made it up?
Right, yeah. You heard it here first. You heard it here first, folks. I just made it up. Wimatanye don't exist.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, you just knew it.
You almost had
it. Because of my facial expression, right? The bullshit smile.
Yeah,
that
the shit.
You know, the Wimatanye. Fuck you, smiley face.
Son of a bitch.
You fucking nerd. Yeah. Actually, I think that came from King of the Hill. There's an episode where he's like driving with Bobby.
Bobby?
They get
damn it.
Sticks. What is it? Like beef jerky sticks tied around their necks and they have to wear it. And if they don't say "Oui, Matanye" at the beginning of the sentence, "Oui, Matanye, I need to go to the bathroom, Oui, Matanye." If they don't do that, like make a, they screw up the, you know, Hank or one of the guys will like grab the jerky and take a bite of it. And once, if you don't have it, you are not a Oui, Matanye. If your stick of meat is gone from your neck, it's like a,
it sounds like a pretty wild episode of,
it's King of the Hill. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, we're reminiscing about. So far we've talked about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, Beavis and Butthead. Now I'm talking about Hank. Dude, that guy's done a lot, man. What's that movie? Since I'm stupid as fuck, I can't remember it. And it's about being stupid in the future.
Oh, Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are like, oh, that's a documentary. Somebody called it a documentary. Stupid. It's a fucking documentary. No, it is not. It is not a documentary.
We got pretty close.
Well, people are stupid, yeah, but it's not a documentary. There is that song where it's like, only stupid people are breeding, from like the 90s. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. Peter Griffin. Is that who it is?
Harvey Danger. I think that was the name of the band. Or the dude.
Yeah. Paranoia, everybody's coming.
Flagpole Sitta.
Yeah.
That was the name of the song.
Flagpole Sitta?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sick.
But I'm not well?
Yeah, but I'm not well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think back on those lyrics. Pretty deep, man.
Yeah, there's this song that I used to hear all the time when I worked at McQuaid's Marketplace. You know McQuaid's Marketplace music? It's always like top 40 bullshit. You know, Backstreet Boys. Now that I feel it, like over and over again while I'm fucking ringing out grumpy people's eggs and shit. It's McQuaid's Marketplace music.
Yeah,
Britney Spears, hit me, baby, one more time. The music challenges you to buy more magazines. What? Oh, baby, baby. Dude, I saw a statue on the internet of Britney Spears as a pregnant woman on, like, all fours. It's so fucking gross.
I've not seen that. I don't think I want to.
It was weird. Why would somebody make that? I just don't understand. I don't understand people who hold esteem for others to the extent of making art that's really just gross in their honor. You know? I just think it's gross. She's like, the way she's positioned is gross. It's like she's still trying to be sexy as a pregnant woman. Pregnant women are not. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how I feel about pregnant ladies.
Women are.
I can't, man. There's like a human being growing inside of them. It's weird to me. It's bizarre. You know, you remember when you see Aliens, the movie?
Yeah.
And the alien like pops through the stomach like, bah!
Yep.
So when my ex-wife was pregnant, I remember her being on the couch and being like, oh, look, the baby's moving. RJ's hand pushing up through the stomach. And I could see that it was a hand pushing up from inside. And I remember just being like, ugh.
You just puked everywhere?
No, I didn't puke, but I just thought it was gross. It's gross. Women grow people inside of them. Ugh. It's goopy in there. It's gross. That's the Brass Show. Thank you for listening to this hour installment of my... Oh, yeah. Go to brashhiphop.com. Check out my music on Spotify. It's doing pretty okay at this point, I would assume. I don't know. I recorded this in the past and you're in the future. That's how this works. Podcasting is time traveling in a weird way. Try to love your neighbor. Take out the trash, wash the dishes. Be good to yourself, be good to others. Cherish moments with your family.